$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is a bonus mini episode.
Oh!
I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-host, Brian Higgins.
Hello.
And no Rick.
No Rick.
Rick is not here for our special bonus mini episode.
Which makes it a little easier for us. Nothing against Rick, but since we don't have him, we decided not to do a full episode for this week.
Yes, and I think we actually have the better end of the stick, because as opposed to two of us here at the Satellite Movie Cave, Rick is in a car trip going down south with three kids under the age of six.
Yes.
In a, like a minivan.
Yes,
so
a car trip, as they call it.
A road trip.
It reminds me of my favorite Tom Green movie, Car Trip.
That's the Asylum version. It was a combination of Road Trip and Cars 2.
Oh, not the best Cars movie.
Not the best Cars movie. That's the one with secret agents.
Yes. Cars 3, surprisingly good.
I haven't seen that one.
I don't know how many times I've plugged that. But
you've plugged it a few times.
It is a surprisingly good movie.
I'm up to one quarter of Coco. That's where I am.
So you haven't shed any tears yet.
No.
Oh.
Well, I do before the movie starts, but that's a different matter, Brian. It's not related to the movie.
We don't need to hear about your bedroom life.
But anyway, so what we're doing in this special bonus mini episode, as many of you Cinemaniacs have heard, is when we usually do a regular mini episode, Brian, as the, not quiz master, but
quiz
bracket
master. The bracketeer.
The king of the bracketeer. Oh, yeah. You're getting another rocketeer kind of
illusion
in there. But when you do the king of the thing, unbeknownst to us, you have been marking down the ultimate winner of every king of the thing.
Yes.
With the goal of at one point doing a
king of the thing. Yes. And it dawned on me after we completed our last one that we now had 15 winners.
Oh.
So we were one away from being able to have a full 16-man bracket.
So we had an idea of how we would fill that 16th spot.
And ultimately, we decided, well, we've had some very tough matchups.
We did, yes,
throughout
that's
the,
true.
Some people that they got eliminated in the first round and they deserve to keep going.
They got a tough break.
Just a tough break. They got taken down by a dynamo. And,
or
you know,
by Rick.
Or by Rick, who's just sometimes decided arbitrarily, or sometimes Mark.
That's true. Yeah, I have.
Sometimes I've just decided to side with Rick to spite Mark.
Yeah, that is
vice
true
versa.
Many times. Usually when I sing about the contestant.
Yes, whenever you're very enthusiastic, I will just go with whatever Rick suggested. So we've taken some of those runners up, some of those little wild cards.
Yes.
And we've put them back into the game to give them that second chance.
Are you telling me we're having a loser brackets challenge?
A loser bracket challenge.
King of the thing. King of the thing. King of the thing.
So yes, it's a loser bracket challenge.
Wow.
And, you know, I figured for this one, we had to go bigger. We had to go home.
That's true. Well, so, I'm home, so.
You are home. We are in the Satellite Movie Cave. So for this one, we have 32 contenders.
Holy bajoli. I just made up a new word.
So we are going to go through all of these contenders and try to find the new wild card, if you will.
The winner of the losers.
The winner of the losers. The best loser to slot into that 16th slot. So when we come back together with Rick for our next mini episode, we will be able to crown the king of the king of the thing.
And as you know from playing Little League or junior sports, to be a good loser is a good thing. You don't want to be a sore winner. Well, you don't want to be a bad loser because you get opportunities like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you could come back.
All of these competitors, they walked in the line and said good game and
good game
and
good
slapped
game.
Hands
good
and,
game.
And all of that good stuff.
Yeah, you gotta have good sportsmanship.
I don't know if you actually recall our king of the thing actually started before we dubbed it the King of the
Thing.
Yes,
that's true. We didn't have a title for it.
We're going to go through the history, and we'll be pulling some of our favorite runners-up to find that next one. And we'll
Brian,
start...
I am going to dub you the podcast historian.
The podcast
because
historian.
Unless I listen back to former episodes, my mind quickly goes blank on what we ever talk about.
This is why I take some notes every so often. So our first one, we were talking about child actors.
Oh, yes.
For the child actor bracket, I felt that it was only appropriate to have the Coreys.
Oh, yes.
Feldman and Haim.
Okay.
I will defer to you if I have any strong arguments. We will engage, but I will allow you to do
so
your
initial
selections.
So we do have to come up with some kind of consensus, though. It's just the two of us.
Yeah, if I strongly disagree, I'll put forth arguments.
This is a tough one. Well, in the wheelhouse of the movies that we watch for this podcast, the 80s, the early 90s, the majority of the ones where the Coreys appeared in together, Corey Haim was more the lead.
Mm-hmm.
But Corey Feldman, I feel, was in the more iconic movies.
Yeah.
And he's also the friend of the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, Corey Feldman has had more of a role from the genesis of this podcast.
He's definitely appeared in more of the reviews that we've done than Corey Haim. So I got to go with Feldman.
All right. We're going to give that one to Corey Feldman. And now I'm going to skip around the bracket a bit. It's all jumbled up. I want to go chronologically here. So if you'll recall, we reviewed Judge Dredd. So we were talking about the famous judges, and we ended up with Judge Reinhold as our winner.
Oh, yes.
So for this, as we look at our judges, we are going to take a look at Judge Harry Stone from Night Court.
Oh, yes.
Rest in peace. And Judge Wapner from the People's Court.
Okay, so my lean here is Judge Harry Stone, because they both are kind of, they're very well known in pop culture, but I definitely watched Night Court more than I watched the People's Court. Like, I knew Wapner through pop culture relevance and didn't really watch the People's Court until, like, when they rebooted and everything. And Judge Judy really kicked it off again. Like, it came back and her husband was then the judge at the time instead of Wapner. So my really reference to the People's Court was like more parodies on Saturday Night Live and stuff like that.
And Rain Man.
And if I'm going for comedy, why don't I just go with Night Court? Because that's the comedic trial take. So I'm going with Night Court.
So Judge Harry Stone advances.
Yay, he does magic.
Then I believe we'd covered the Monster Squad.
Oh, yes.
And we looked at all of the Halloween characters throughout the years and monsters and such.
I do have to do a quick side note that Andre Gower, who played Sean, the lead in the Monster Squad, is going around the festival circuit promoting his documentary, Wolfman's Got Nards, about the making of Monster Squad. So I am very excited to see that.
That sounds like a thing that's happening.
It is a thing.
So from that, we had the classic monsters. We had some of the modern classics. So our two contenders here are Dracula.
Okay.
And eliminated early in our competition, Freddy Krueger. I mean, with this one, we leaned very heavily into who would win in a fight.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't think we have to do that for the purposes of this ballot.
Who was the winner, do you recall?
The winner ended up being Jason Voorhees.
Oh, okay. All right. So, he was more on the Freddy plane, if we were talking about. What's the best way? Because I feel like there's two schools I got in my head. One is that from the time of when Freddy came out, obviously closer to when we were alive, it was more relevant because it was later. It was more recent.
Yep.
But Dracula has been ageless, literally. He's a vampire throughout the years.
Dracula.
You know what? I kind of find Dracula a more intriguing character to this day.
Okay.
So I feel like I got to go with Dracula.
So once again, eliminated early from the competition is Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
That brings us then to our TV themes. That was won by Cheers.
I believe that was
from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, probably. Yep. Because they sang the Flintstones.
Yep. So bringing it to the TV theme songs, we have, of course, one of your favorites and mine, the Golden Girls theme song. Thank You for Being a Friend.
And we did base this one on We Sang It Until We Messed Up.
Yes.
That's how we decided who went on.
This one doesn't have to be. We can go by any.
That's true.
Criteria we want here. So we have the Golden Girls versus, and that of course is Thank You for Being a Friend.
Thank You for Being a Friend.
And then we have I'll Be There for You from Friends.
Oh, man. Both great ones. Now here's a question for you, because I do know that I'll Be There for You has a extended version,
because
they released that as a single. Do we even know if the Golden Girls theme song went on?
You know, I'm sure it did.
You think it did?
I feel like every theme song has like their 3-minute
the full
cut
version.
Yeah.
I've never heard it though.
I never have either.
Well, regardless of whether that's true or not, I was going to say, I'm hoping that maybe it's just the clip of the opening song because they get it perfect in just that opening.
It's a perfect, concise
it's perfect
theme.
Because the I believe it was the Rembrandts. Is that who's saying, I'll
yes.
be there for you? The full version of the song starts to suck other than what they play at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
It's not as good on top of that clip that they play.
It's kind of like the, even with the Cheers theme song, when you hear like the full version and you just go,
I just want the part that's at the beginning of the show.
I just want the main part.
So I'm going Golden Girls.
All right. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
I like to think so.
So next, we went into our Christmas characters.
Oh!
Getting into the holiday spirit. With the Christmas characters, Scott Calvin from The Santa Claus ended up as our ultimate winner because, of course, we were talking about Santa Claus.
I think I lost on that one.
I think
I've
you did.
Only seen the first Santa Claus movie.
Yes, the best one. And so I'm bringing back a few favorites. So, of course, we have Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, as well as the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, Brian, you know what? I'm very interested in your take on this. I'm leaning one way, but I'd really like to get your hot take.
Ooh, a hot take time.
During the cold snow.
I feel like Rudolph is the more iconic choice. He spans beyond just the Rankin-Bass special. Like, there was the old animated Rudolph. He's been throughout the song. You know, it's a classic. The Grinch, we are now about to have our third iteration
That's
of the
true.
Grinch story.
The new one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
The CGI one. So here's my thought. So to weigh in there as well. So Rudolph, I feel, is the more traditional character. But as a kid, I don't think I realized the layers of the Rankin-Bass special.
Yeah.
Until going back and being like, look at all these characters, you know, Hermie and the, you know, and the Yeti and all those things. And I was like, it's much more than the, cause the first thing you know is the song. Right?
Exactly.
So it's like they added all these layers onto it for this special. So that kind of made him cooler to me. They opened up this world of Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I always thought the Grinch was cool because he was an anti-hero.
Yeah.
And he was like a darker character. But like you said, he's kind of been diluted with all these things
and
over
I
the years.
I feel like it's been diminishing returns.
Yeah, you're right.
I was going into
like
this
answer.
If you
go off the original special.
If you go off the book and the special.
Yeah.
And I was fully prepared to go into this answer going with the Grinch.
Yeah.
But then I think the live action one did a lot of damage.
Yeah. True.
Personally.
Yeah.
I know that there's some people that are younger than us
that love that,
that one because that's their iconic one from their childhood. But we grew up watching the Chuck Jones, I believe, did the animation.
Yes.
The Chuck Jones one on
with
TV.
With Thurl Ravenscroft singing the song.
Ravenscroft doing You're a Mead Warden.
Yeah.
He also was a voice on The Haunted Mansion.
And he was Tony the Tiger.
They're great. So I think I've got to go with Rudolph.
I think so, too.
After the holidays, we went with our post-holiday movie, Trading Places.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, one of the famous characters in that was the Dukes.
The Dukes.
The Dukes.
The Duke and brothers.
If you'll remember, our winner was Duke from G.I. Joe in that bracket.
We had put up our Dukes.
We had put up our Dukes. So as we look at the Dukes, currently we have John Wayne, who ended up being the runner-up to Duke from G.I. Joe. But we're also putting back into contention the Duke brothers from Trading Places.
Oh, we're actually putting the Duke brothers.
Yeah, okay. They're in there.
Against John Wayne. I'm going with the Duke brothers.
Oh, a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, I'm more fans of them. Again, I've seen Trading Places many times. I have not seen many John Wayne movies, nor am I a big fan of John Wayne. So,
all right, Pilgrim.
I mean, yeah, we can all do our John Wayne impressions, but how many John Wayne movies have you actually seen?
Has Don Ameche ever played Genghis Khan?
No, this is
where not having Rick here means that there's a little bit of an upset because I know Rick had been going hard for John Wayne.
Rick loved John Wayne, but he is not here. Oh, but I do have to point out that when we do this ultimate king of the thing, with this new contender, I like the idea it's going to be a bit of a surprise for Rick.
Yeah.
So he's not going to know who this 16th spot's going to be.
Yeah, there is this wild card coming in.
And I'm really hoping even more, I mean, we'll see how it plays out, but if it is a 16th contender that pisses him off, I think that would give me even more joy.
Oh. So after this, it was a mini episode that I was not here for, so I actually had to listen to the podcast
for once.
To find out what the results were. So this is when we were talking after Cool Runnings about the Olympics.
Ah, yes.
Olympic fever had struck the nation, and everyone was talking about all their favorite winter sports, and curling was the ultimate winner.
Yes, I recall that. Yes.
But we are going to take a look at two of the runners-up. We had the bobsled.
Ah.
Of course, from
Cool
Runnings.
Cool Runnings, yes.
As well as the biathlon.
Oh, yeah, that was a real popular one we were talking about, because it got skiing and shooting.
Yeah, it's two things. It's like
it's pretty cool.
Like a t-shirt from the internet.
That's true. Yeah, right, exactly. You know what, Brian? I'm going to let you weigh in because you were not present for this episode.
That
so
is true.
I want to get your take as to which one you're leaning towards.
I think I'm leaning towards the bobsled.
Yeah.
Because of Cool Runnings 1. Yes, it's very similar to a lot of the other sledding, sleighing type sports, but I think this gives them all a voice and a representation.
Okay.
So you got your lugeing, you got your skeletons or whatever.
Skeleton.
Skeletons.
Skeletor.
You got Skeletor going, ah, I'll get you, He-Man. So you've got all these great competitors here, and bobsledding is going to be the sled that they all fit in.
You know what, Brian? I'm going to go with you as well, because I'm trying to think of the timing at the time, but I know Rick and I are both like, skiing and shooting, so cool. I ended up watching a lot of the biathlon during the Olympics. It wasn't as cool.
it's like communism. It works on paper, but not in practice.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun. I agree.
All right, so staying with the Olympics, we then watched The Cutting Edge.
Yeah, Topic.
Which, yes, Topic. Talk amongst yourselves, so I'll give you a Topic. So, of course, with Cutting Edge, we looked at hockey players.
Yes.
And figure skaters.
Right.
And they were competing against each other. Of course, with this one, our ultimate victor ended up being Bobby Orr.
Oh,
if
you'll
remember.
These were real. I forget
yes,
about
these
that.
These were
okay.
real.
Not pop culture ones.
No, because I have no idea for any other pop culture figure skaters outside of the ones from The Cutting Edge.
Blades of Glory.
Oh, yes. Well, and I guess you could go with one of the girls on the Mighty Ducks there. She
yeah,
was more of a figure skater.
Yeah, one was a figure skater.
But yeah, so we went with real ones, and Bobby Orr was our ultimate winner. So
makes
for this
sense.
One,
I would have picked him again.
I have a hockey player and a figure skater for you. So we have Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm. The great one.
The great one, who's star of the...
Pro Stars
cartoon. As well as Christy Yamaguchi.
Oh, Yamaguchi. I don't know why I said it like that, but...
Yamaguchi.
I don't know, Brian. I'm torn because I really have no sway either way on this one. I don't know which way to lean because I really don't have a stake either or.
Okay.
If I have to, from like a guy's perspective, I've watched more hockey over the years than figure skating.
Let's check their IMDb page.
Wayne Gretzky did host SNL. He's got that going for him.
So I'm going to check Wayne Gretzky right now. Let's pull out some of his credits. He has 5 actor credits. 1 episode of The Simpsons from 2016.
Oh, yes. I
Wayne
that.
Gretzky. Robotropolis as additional soccer players. Hammer. Too Legit to Quit as Wayne Gretzky.
That's a music video? He was in the music video?
Presumably. And he played Wayne on The Young and the Restless in 1981.
Wow.
Of course, he's probably been himself in a lot of things.
He has been, yeah.
Including, I'm assuming, Pro Stars. Of course, we cannot forget that he was also in D2, The Mighty Ducks.
That's true.
Both of them were actually in D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, she was too?
Yeah, so that's not going to be
that
a...
Movie. That's a
point.
Cancellation then.
She also has 5 acting credits, so I think I'm going to have to go based on these 5 credits.
Okay. I might have an ultimate deciding factor once I hear these credits.
So her most recent one's 2018. You'll remember Wayne Gretzky had The Simpsons. She has Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh, yes,
as
yes,
First
yes.
Lady Christy Yamaguchi Huang.
I watched that episode. Yep. Mm-hmm.
She was also in Freedom, A History of Us. As Haruko Obata.
Wow.
She was regionals judge number 4 in the film On Edge from 2001. She was a skater in The Great Skate Debate 2.
I'm assuming a figure skater.
Probably.
Not a skateboarder.
And now this one's intriguing to me. TV movie from 1995, Aladdin on Ice.
Oh.
She was Jasmine.
Wow. I could see her doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. It was Yamaguchi ever on SNL?
That's a good
question.
She was
check
on
that.
McDonald's Family Tribute on Ice. She's been on The Ellen DeGeneres Show and Live with Kelly. So she's very much like your brother. Yeah, she's got a lot of her own skating shows that she's put
her
on.
Her own specials.
She was on Conan.
That's close to SNL.
I do not see SNL, though.
Okay, but she was on Conan. Okay.
Wayne Gretzky did have his own cartoon show, though.
He did.
Let's see what the first sentence in their IMDb bio reads.
Oh, okay.
Christie was a gold medalist in figure skating at the 1992 Winter Olympics in Albertville, France.
That's a strong opening.
That's a very strong opening. Let's see what Wayne. Wayne Gretzky, nicknamed the Great One, is widely considered the greatest hockey player of all time.
That's pretty strong, too. But perhaps a bit boastful?
Perhaps.
Like, the other one is straight fact.
I think we might have to flip a coin.
I think we have to. I'm going to find a coin. I have to find a coin, though. I was thinking as we were weighing this out, it's going to be the most arbitrary pick of all of them, I think.
I'm associating each one with a number in my head, one or two.
Okay.
Pick a number.
Two.
Two is Wayne Gretzky.
All right. Wayne moves on.
Wayne Gretzky will advance.
Very scientific.
Incredibly scientific.
Yeah. I hope that's the only one that we need to do that method for.
Yes.
I think we'll have stronger opinions on the other ones.
So after The Cutting Edge, we watched a little Lethal Weapon for some buddy cop movies. So speaking of Lethal Weapon, we're putting that back into contention. Hot Fuzz won this bracket, if you'll recall.
So they're all buddy cop movies.
Buddy cop movies. Yes. So we have Lethal Weapon and The Nice Guys.
I have to clarify something. Are we basing this solely on Lethal Weapon, the movie?
The first movie.
Okay. Because the TV show, as you know, has had a lot of drama recently.
I have heard about that.
I have not watched the show ever.
No.
But I do know that the Riggs character is no longer going to be on the show.
Yeah, they're bringing in a new Riggs.
They're bringing in Sean William Scott Stifler.
Oh.
As the replacement.
I mean, that's not horrible casting, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I've grown up with the Lethal Weapon movies, so I feel like I have the more nostalgia factor. Although, I did really like The Nice Guys. It was kind of like a one and done. It was done very well. But I feel like I gotta stick with Lethal Weapon.
All right. Lethal Weapon will advance.
Oh, they're not too old for this shit.
They are not too old for this S. So after that, we had our April Fool's episode, which was all about Space Force.
Oh, that was our fake movie.
Yes. But the mini episode, we talked about April Fool's jokes.
Yes.
Our winner there was the Mixed Nuts Spring Snake.
Oh, right. Classic.
And so our April Fools that we're picking from for this this runner-up round, we have, of course, the Whoopee Cushion.
That was another strong contender.
And the Joy Buzzer.
Oh, that's another classic prank as well.
They are both classics.
You know what? Gotta give it to the Whoopee Cushion. I mean, the Whoopee Cushion to me seems more iconic, and the Joy Buzzer sometimes would not work.
That is true.
The Whoopee Cushion was 100% foolproof.
Yeah, and I made my grandmother stand up. That's true.
Yeah. You have a lot of experience tricking your grandmother, so.
All right. Up next, we had our science episode.
Science!
As we, of course, watched Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Ah, yes.
And our winner of that one was, unsurprisingly, the number one seed, Doc Brown.
Oh, for best scientist, yes.
So, going up for the next slot, we have Wayne Szalinski and Professor Farnsworth from Futurama.
Ah, ha-ha. Rick is not here.
He is not.
I'm going with Wayne Szalinski.
There you go. And then after that, we had our Gremlins 2 The New Batch episode, and we talked about some Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah. That was a Looney episode.
And Bugs Bunny was our winner there. So,
of course.
We're going to take it to some of those runners-up, and we had Daffy and Taz.
Well, this is easy, because if you recall, I was very torn between Bugs and Daffy.
Yes, you were.
So, obviously, if Daffy is back in the mix, he's going to get ahead of Taz.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Following that, we had our pump-up jams.
Oh, that was a fun one.
That was a fun one, and we were feeling quite pumped up at the end. So, for the pump-up jams, we have, coming back, You're the Best.
Around, nothing forever keep you down.
And I Need a Hero. I'm holding out for a hero.
Holding out for the hero to the end of time. Now, Brian, I know you were very disappointed when this one got knocked out. This was the one you were leaning towards.
Yeah.
This is a bit of an argument that I made before. You're the Best Around does pump you up, but like I said, when we did the mini reviews, when we did the original King of the Thing, I didn't remember the song until like the third or fourth viewing of Karate Kid.
Wow.
Where Holding Out for a Hero has been in like six different movies I could think of. I think I gotta go with that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you disagree?
I do disagree.
You do?
I think You're the Best is just a much more, you can pull it out of context. Like, did you ever see the episode of Bob's Burgers? They're on the nude beach and Hugo is singing You're the Best.
That's true. And you know what that's about to, you know, I was giving you a bit of a nod, but I would not be upset either way. So.
I'm voting You're the Best.
All right. I'll agree with you then. I was just trying to throw you a bone, but
no, I think they're
no
both
bone
they're both
needed. Boneless. We got Buffalo Wild Wings right down the street. We can get some boneless.
Right, moving on. So after that, we took a little trip down the candy aisle for a movie that I was not here for. That was Hudson Hawk, right?
Oh, yes.
Yep. So we're talking about the candy bars, and Skittles took that one. So making their way back into contention for this mega king of the king of the thing.
I do have to say,
runner-up round.
A few of our Cinemaniacs I talked to were quite surprised by the Skittles outcome, by the way.
Yes, yes. Even I was surprised by that. So we are bringing back the number one seed, the Snickers bar.
The Snickers bar.
But we're also bringing back the number one in my heart, the Kit Kat.
I love a Kit Kat.
I love a Kit Kat.
You know,
plus you can share a Kit Kat.
You can share a Kit Kat. You know, I do love a Snickers, but I feel like I did not develop my taste for Snickers until I was older.
Yeah.
Where the Kit Kat, I've loved
it's been
since
there
the first time I ate it.
Yeah.
And if you can get the mini ones, or if you can get the big ones, or the big cat.
The king size.
I'm going with Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is back in the race.
We got the Kit Kat.
And then, of course, we had our most recent episode, as we talked about Rookie of the Year and some great pitchers. So this was a matchup that I don't believe we got to see in the contention of the bracket due to the way it all shook up.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rick Vaughn, the Wild Thing.
The Wild Thing.
Returning. But we also have the hot, stinky cheddar of Henry Rowan Gartner.
Oh.
Who was knocked out very early by the Rocket, Chet Stedman.
Yeah. You know what? I got to go with the same argument I had as the original bracket. Rick Wild Thing Vaughn actually has a natural talent.
Oh.
Henry Rowan Gartner is just a freak accident. We got to see Rick's prowess over two movies. So maybe if Henry came back for a sequel, I could see how his stamina held up. But I'm going with Rick Wild Thing Vaughn.
All right. No, you'll note, this is just 15. We have a special little bonus.
I did note that.
And we're going to look at some of our favorite characters from the $5 bin.
Oh, our friends from the podcast.
Our friends from the podcast.
Yeah.
So, of course, we have Mrs. Chip.
Hi, it's me, Mrs. Chip. Would you like some delicious Necco wafers?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Chip. I see that you're wearing the granny panties.
This is a new friend.
This is the new friend,
the underwear snitcher.
So we have Mrs. Chip and the underwear snitcher.
I could show you what I'm wearing under my undergarments right now. I have to vote for myself and my girdle. I'm Mrs. Chip.
You know, I'm not going to argue with that. I love the underwear snitcher. He's a fun new character. But Mrs. Chip has stood the test of time since Batman Returns.
There's no character that has stood out.
So that completes our first round. All right, so now we're mixing it up a bit, because now we are getting all of our different matchups. And Mrs. Chip, we're going to stick with you here, and you are going up against friend of the podcast, Corey Feldman.
Oh, this is a difficult one. Corey, I feel like I could take him under my wing and treat him like my little baby boy. Tell him to stop going after that Goonie gold or playing with those gremlins. And he'd have to go to his room. I was about to say womb. That would be awkward. I go with Mrs. Chip.
All right, Mrs. Chip is advancing. Now next we have Wayne Gretzky versus Lethal Weapon.
I gotta go with Lethal Weapon because we won the coin toss to get Wayne Gretzky.
That's true. Now we have, it's a matchup of songs. The Golden Girls theme song versus You're the Best.
Golden Girls.
All right. Knocked out once again. Now we have Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus Daffy Duck in an animal-based round.
Oh, an animal round. I gotta go with Daffy Duck.
I won't argue. And now we have Judge Harry Stone.
I like how we're not talking about our criteria for picking these things.
Nope, these ones are entirely arbitrary.
Yeah.
Judge Harry Stone versus the Wild Thing, Rick Vaughn.
Rick Vaughn.
Oh.
It
I thought Harry Anderson was going to have a better showing.
I thought so, too. That's what popped out.
We have the bobsled versus the whoopee cushion.
The whoopee cushion.
Okay. We have the Kit Kat versus Dracula.
Wow. I do not know how to compare these two.
I'm going Kit Kat.
I could see Dracula eating a Kit Kat. He eats the insides first. Blah.
That doesn't make sense.
He sticks his teeth into the Kit Kat and sucks out the wafer.
You can't suck a wafer.
Okay, if we're going Dracula's scary and Kit Kat is delicious and delightful, I'll go with Kit Kat.
Yay. And then we have the Duke brothers versus Wayne Szalinski.
Wayne Szalinski.
There we go. Now continuing on, now we're going
this to... This
could
be even harder now.
Now we have Mrs. Chip versus Lethal Weapon.
Oh, Mrs. Chip is never too old for this shit. Partner me any day and point me to the bad guys and I will talk them off the ledge.
So I guess that means Mrs. Chip
Mrs.
wins.
Mrs. Chip.
Then we have the Golden Girls theme versus Daffy Duck.
I don't even know how to put these two against each
Which
other.
Which do you think has brought you more joy in your life?
Both of them.
Oh.
Well, okay, what points in my life?
Your entire life.
Daffy more as a kid, Golden Girls more later in life.
Right now, if I turned on an episode of the Golden Girls or if I turned on Looney Tunes, which did you want to watch?
Probably Golden Girls.
Golden Girls theme it is.
Yeah.
Then we have the wild thing, Rick Vaughn versus a whoopee cushion.
Whoopee cushion. More enjoyable.
Now we have a Kit Kat versus Wayne Szalinski.
Kit Kat.
Okay.
I'm dreading whoopee cushion versus Kit Kat.
Our final four in this bracket is Mrs. Chip versus the Golden Girls theme.
Oh, man. They're perfect for each
Thank
other.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm getting hot flashes. I need a man.
Oh, my.
I don't know, Brian. I don't know how to call this one.
This is a hard one.
This is a hard one. I feel like they're complementary to
each other. Yeah, they go so well together. The Golden Girls theme could be Mrs. Chip's theme.
Mrs. Chip is not always your friend.
Sometimes she's your enemy.
She can be salty.
Oh, yeah. If you salt me like a pretzel.
You know what? Mrs. Chip, we'll probably see you at the end of the episode, so we'll stick with the Golden Girls.
Okay. And now we have the whoopee cushion versus the Kit Kat.
I knew this was coming. I feel like I still get joy out of the Kit Kat today than I would a whoopee cushion, so we'll go with the Kit Kat.
But will the Kit Kat give you more joy than the Golden Girls theme?
I don't even know, Brian. I don't even know how to do this one. I don't even know how to test this. I would love to right now shut off the podcast, turn on the Golden Girls, and share a Kit Kat. That would be like the ultimate remainder of the evening.
Yeah.
It would be perfect.
But you know what? We could enjoy the Golden Girls without the theme song. We couldn't enjoy a Kit Kat without a Kit Kat.
Very well. All right, let's go with the Kit Kat.
I think the Kit Kat is the winner.
You convinced me.
Of this bracket.
You found the way to my heart through my stomach.
But wait, there's more.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean, Brian?
Especially since we started moving so fast there towards the end, I figured, why stop at 32 when we can make this a 64 contender
bracket? Wow, we really got to power through this.
We're going to power through this one.
Not even discussion. It's just a straight.
This is gut instinct.
Here's the pick. Because someone's got to take down Kit Kat, I guess, right? The winner of this.
Kit Kat might win still.
But the winner of this will go up against
Kit Kat. Winner of this goes up against Kit Kat.
Okay.
So we have, from the child actors, Fred Savage versus Charlie Corsmo.
Fred Savage.
Oh, that was the opposite, I think, in the first episode. Now, next.
Not in my book.
Next, I'm going straight down the list. We have Bobby versus.
Oh.
Flatties.
Well, I came up with Flatties, so I like that.
Okay, Flatties advances.
That's my name for mounds, because they don't have nuts.
If you don't remember, check the episode. Then we have Ray Bourque versus Scott Hamilton.
Ray Bourque. Boston love.
Bad Boys versus Turner and Hooch.
These are buddy cops,
buddy
right?
cops.
I gotta go with Bad Boys, because Turner and Hooch is sad.
Okay. Going back to TV themes, we have Perfect Strangers.
Standing tall on the wings of our dreams.
Versus, now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. I will point out, since we were talking about extended version, Fresh Prince has an extended version that goes way too long.
Really? I'm torn here. You've kind of made me stop a little bit.
I feel like Perfect Strangers is, much like Golden Girls, one of the platonic ideals of
I love
a TV
that
theme.
Song, but yet I know more of the words of the other one.
Oh, that was the original criteria. It's not the criteria this
All
time.
All right, Perfect Strangers. Let's give some love to Balky.
Yeah, let's give that
From the island of Meepos.
Sticking with music, we have Danger Zone, which is our runner-up.
Ah.
And Hearts on Fire.
Danger Zone all day.
All right. Now, Christmas characters, we have Buddy the Elf and Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
All right. Then Looney Tunes, Wile E. Coyote, and the Roadrunner.
Wile E. Coyote. Yeah, he's more interesting.
I think we went the other way in the in the other one.
I think he's more interesting.
He is.
Well, that was more of like a matchup who would win.
Yes.
Now I'm just like, who's the more interesting character?
Yeah. Speaking of interesting characters, we have Judge Doom and Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Judge Doom.
Oh. And now we have pitchers Mel Clark, who's going to die soon.
Hey, ooh, Mariangela.
And Kit Keller from League of Their Own.
Kit Keller.
Okay. Now we have a snowboarding and the Nordic combined.
The Nordic combined was the one that really confused me and Rick, so we're going snowboarding.
Alrighty. Then we had the Dollar Snatcher versus the Snapping Gum from the April Fools.
The Dollar Snatcher.
Oh.
Not the Dollar Snitcher.
I was trying to think, who is this character, the Dollar Snatcher?
I'm the Dollar Snatcher. I want to take your dollar.
Now we have the Wolfman, who has nards.
He's got nards.
Versus Chucky, the doll, who presumably has nards because he has children. Seed of Chucky.
That's true. He does, but he's a doll, so he kind of really doesn't have
the
nards.
The seed has to come from somewhere.
I know we're going fast, but what are you thinking here?
Wolfman's more of an anti-hero in many regards because it's a regular guy who's transformed into a beast.
He's kind of like a Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing in his wolf form.
And it makes me think of that episode of Rescue Rangers where there was a wolf that turned into a man. I'm thinking, let's go Wolfman.
All right, I was thinking Wolfman as well.
On behalf of his nards. Speaking of nards, we have Peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms versus Gummy Bears.
Those are two different flavors.
Yes.
One's chocolate, one's fruit. You know what? I always hearken back to my childhood, and I feel like I didn't get into Peanut M&Ms until later in life.
Okay.
So Gummy Bears were always delicious to me as a child.
And then for our Dukes, put up your Dukes. We have the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
And Duke Phillips from The Critic, one of my favorites.
I would tend to go Dukes of Hazzard, but I will re-throw you that bone, Brian.
Yeah, that one.
Duke Phillips.
That one, considering Tom Wopat just pled guilty for groping women here in Massachusetts, we're going with Duke Phillips.
I will re-bone you.
considering the context of the argument, not a good choice of words. And then we had our scientists. So we have Q from James Bond and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
I'm going to go with Q because his inventions would work more.
Going back to the top, we have Fred Savage versus Flatties.
Go with Fred Savage. Flatties was something dumb I came up with.
Then we have Ray Bourque versus Bad Boys.
Ray Bourque.
We have the Perfect Strangers theme song versus
Highway to the Danger Zone. A little music. Music
sometimes
memory.
The world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. Standing tall
in the danger zone.
I'm more pumped up from the Perfect Strangers theme.
Okay, let's go with it. Yeah. But it was kind of a good medley there.
Yeah, it worked well. Frosty the Snowman versus Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, boy. Judge Doom versus Kit Keller.
Judge Doom.
Snowboarding versus the Dollar Snatcher.
That's Dollar Snatcher.
The Nardy
Wolfman.
I've
never actually gone snowboarding. I've used the Dollar Snatcher.
There you go. The Nardy Wolfman versus the Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
And Duke Phillips versus Q.
Q.
All right. Now we have Fred Savage versus Ray Bourque.
I got to go with Fred Savage.
Yeah, Ray Bourque wasn't in Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's true. Or Wonder Years.
Perfect Strangers theme song versus Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. Judge Doom versus the Dollar Snatcher.
The Dollar Snatcher.
And Gummy Bears versus Q.
Gummy Bears.
Now we have Fred Savage versus Wile E. Coyote.
Both of them did set up traps. Fred Savage in Little Monsters.
Oh.
And Wile E. Coyote to catch the Roadrunner. Only one of their traps was successful, though.
That was Fred Savage.
But which one gave me more joy as a child?
Well, the Wile E. Coyote, we always had the Roadrunner cartoons, and Fred Savage, we had Princess Bride, we had the Wonder Years, we had Little Monsters, we had the Wizard.
Yeah, the Wizard.
California!
California!
Sounds like something Mrs. Chip would say.
I don't know where to go on this one. It's tough.
It's Fred Savage.
It's Fred Savage, per Brian.
And then we have the Dollar Snatcher versus Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
So now we have Fred Savage versus Gummy Bears.
Just to mix it up, let's go Fred Savage.
Oh, so that means that we now have Fred Savage versus Kit Kat.
This is such a weird final. You know what? I have to go with Kit Kat because as a 37-year-old man, if I was to go with a small child boy over delicious candy, that seems awkward to me.
Okay.
We're going with Kit Kat.
So the winner of the wild card round, the second chance into the competition, we have the Kit Kat.
Let's sing it. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
Mrs. Chip.
Mrs. Chip presents the King of the Thing. Loser's Bracket Trophy. It's made of chocolate.
I ate the Kit Kat bar.
Oh, God. What underwear was holding that chocolate?
It was in Fred Savage's.
All right, so the King of the Thing, loser's bracket winner. So when we eventually do the King of the Thing, the ultimate bracket, Rick will be surprised that Kit Kat is back in the running.
Yes. If this were a TV show, we would have run a multi-part television show like Comeback Kitchen.
Yeah.
And we'd
have like a backstory, like AGT.
And then Kit Kat would make the surprise return.
Right.
And you know what? I think I'll have to buy a Kit Kat.
You should do that.
To present to Rick.
You'll have to show it to him.
Yes.
And then we should play the short video we made of its sad sob story. Like on most reality shows.
I was eliminated from the King of the Thing.
I was living on the streets letting Mrs. Chip nibble off me.
There were so many days where I thought, I can't go on because I was crudely removed from the competition by my nemesis. When I lost to Skittles, and then Skittles went on to win the whole thing.
Been touting around
I thought that
the
I had a chance to make a comeback. And this is my chance. I'm not throwing away my shot. I have not thrown away my shot.
I'm not thrown away
my country. I'm
rapper.
Young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not thrown away my shot.
That turned into Hamilton.
I guess so, yeah. Well, congrats to Kit Kat. This is the end of the loser's bracket. Any kind of final thoughts?
No, congratulations to
congrats,
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
We had a lot of fun.
We did.
Revisiting and giving some new consideration to some of our
it's
old favorites.
It's good to look at things like through a different perspective.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know,
you're caught
in the moment and you make a decision and sometimes it feels right, sometimes it doesn't feel
that's
right.
True.
And good to get that extra consideration, especially for, you know, Mel Clark.
And Kit Kats
who lost.
Always feel right in your mouth. And on that note, thanks Cinemaniacs for listening to this bonus mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Brian and MIA Rick. Just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye. Give me a break. Give me a break.
If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Oh, hello there. I think this is my new bungalow here at Shady Pines Retirement Home. I'm Mrs. Chip. Am I supposed to be staying with you four ladies?
Yes, you are.
Wow, you talk like a man, but yet you kind of look like a woman.
I'm B. Arthur.
Oh, I thought your name was Dorothy. It says so on your name tag, but I guess if we're going by real names, my full name is Mrs. Miss Chip. That's my full title. So, what do you do here down in Florida? I'm used to living in Gotham City.
We're going to go eat some flatties out on the lanai.
I'm not familiar with... Is this a regional thing? Is that some kind of dance move?
It's a candy that we bought from your son.
Oh, in Gotham, we just have Shrek bars. That's my husband, Max Shrek. And I'm Mrs. Chip. Good night.
And I'm going to say thank you for being a friend in your boxer shorts.
Okay, I'm awake again. I'm never sleeping again.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this bonus mini-episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full movie reviews it. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD, like us on Facebook, or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, hey, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby chocolate chips!